Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you heard our readings for tonight, I think you noticed just how serious God is about his word and how much he desires those who claim to love him to follow his word. The Son follows the will of his Father. His desire is to follow his Father's will. We see that in creation. We see that when the Father creates, he speaks. He says, "Let there be light," and the Son, who is the Word, produces light. All things were created through him and by him and for him, St. John writes in the first chapter of his Gospel. The Son then came down to earth to live a perfect life, according to his Father's will. God, the Son, took on human flesh to live perfectly, to do every command that the Father demanded of his children, and to do it without stain, without spot, and without wrinkle. The Son did this, and then ultimately he followed his Father's will to a cross. He followed his Father's will to his own suffering and his own death for those who did not deserve to receive the benefits and blessings. And yet he knew that that was his Father's will, and he followed it. In our epistle lesson for tonight, we hear that we have received the adoption as sons. You have been washed in the waters of holy baptism. God has placed his own name on you. When you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you have been claimed. You have been purchased with the perfect suffering and death of Jesus Christ. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead again according to his Father's will. On the 40th day, he rose back up into heaven in his ascension, according to his Father's will, where he now sits at the right hand of his Father in full authority, so that even here tonight, Jesus is with us. But God demands that his children listen to his word. And quite honestly, both our gospel lesson and our Old Testament lesson hit me as a pastor to the heart. In our Old Testament lesson, we heard God say to beware of false prophets. In our gospel lesson, we heard Jesus say to beware of wolves that come in sheep's clothing. It's unfortunate that our lesson doesn't begin just two verses earlier. And so I'm going to read them for you tonight. Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are many who go by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." There are so many false prophets out there. There are so many pastors out there who are wolves in sheep's clothing, who desire fame or fortune rather than desiring salvation. Because the fact is I'm not here to make you feel better about whatever sin that you're stuck in. That's not my job. My job is not to scratch ears that might be itching to be told, "Hey, you know what? It's okay that you keep sinning. It's okay. God loves you and he just wants you to be happy." That's not what I have been called to do. Because I am called to be a shepherd. A shepherd that proclaims the word of God. I'm not bound to my feelings. I'm not bound to your feelings. I am bound to the word of God. Because at the end of my life, when Jesus Christ returns, I am not going to stand before the world. I have to stand before Jesus and give an account. The scriptures clearly tell us that. And I would rather stand before him and say, "Lord, I irritated people. I rubbed people the wrong way, but it was with your word. Lord, I have been faithful to your word, even when people rejected it from me." That is what I will do on that day. My job is not to be the most likable person. I wish that you would love me as your pastor. But that's, at the end of the day, my job is to make sure that you hear the word of God, that you hear his law, that it strikes you to the heart, that your sin is something that you flee from, and instead you flee to the foot of the cross and cry out for God's mercy and hear his forgiveness. Because my desire isn't to make you happy. My desire is to be around the throne of God and worship with you for eternity. A wolf in sheep's clothing tells you what you want to hear. A wolf in sheep's clothing goes with whatever is hot or new that minute with the world. But God judges against that. These words have hit me very hard. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. How are you to know that you are a Christian? God will work through you. God has created you. You are his workmanship to do good works, not to earn salvation, but that others might see the joy and the light that is found in Jesus Christ. In Jeremiah, these words, I think, are even a little bit more forceful. For here we heard the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth, Yahweh, our God, say, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. If I, as your pastor, stood up here and told you to simply live like the rest of the world because God just wants you to be happy, I am faithless. I make his word into nothingness. I make it worthless. If I simply tell you to give in to the cravings of your flesh, to sin against God's clear word, I am not a pastor. I am a wolf. I am a worker of iniquity. I am a worker of the devil who desires your living soul. That's not what God has called me to be. A wolf will tell you what you want to hear. A wolf will tell you that you should continue living in your sin because God just wants you to be happy. A wolf will tell you that it doesn't matter if God made you male or female. It doesn't matter what marriage is according to God's holy will. It doesn't matter that God has knit every single life together in the womb of every woman who is a mother. If I don't care about what God's word says, I will tell you those things. But I do care about God's word because I love you. Because God loves you. He has made you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made for his purposes. Do you know what a wolf in sheep's clothing does? A wolf in sheep's clothing just happened to act in Florida this week because a group of so-called clergy, including a United Church of Christ pastor and an Episcopalian priest, sued the government of Florida, saying that it was against their religious freedom to ban abortion. Two ministers who claimed to be Christian sued the government for the right to abortion based on the freedom of religion. The Constitution doesn't exist to give you the freedom to sin. The Constitution exists for a moral people, a people who are governed not by the wickedness of their heart, but by this right here, by the Word of God. If I just wanted to make you happy and make you like me, I wouldn't say things like this. But like I said, I have to stand before God Almighty on that day and give an account. Martin Luther said, "Preach in such a way that if the people listening do not come to hate their sin, they hate you. I don't desire anyone to hate me, and I wish that every single person in Waterford and our surrounding communities would be here at St. Peter's week in and week out, because I know that the Word of God is what they need more than anything. They don't need a pat on the back. They don't need to be told it's okay to sin the way you want to. They need to hear that God loves them. And because He loves them, He desires eternal communion with them. And in order to receive eternal communion, we don't go the broad way of the world. We go through the narrow gate, the hard way. Some of these things that are preached from this pulpit are hard to hear. They make us uncomfortable. Test them to the Scriptures. If I have ever preached anything that is against the Scriptures, I actually want you to come and talk to me about it. I want you to say, Pastor, what you said is actually against the Scriptures. I want to be rebuked in that, lovingly, preferably, so that I can be corrected. I am willing to be corrected if I have spoken against the Word of God. But if I have spoken the Word of God, I want you to study His Word. And I want you to compare what I have said to His Word. And if what I have said is in full agreement with the Word of God, then your sin is very grave. God desires our repentance. He desires my repentance. When I preach, I speak against myself too, because I need to be called out. I need to bear good fruit just as you are called to bear good fruit, so that we are not thrown into the fire. There are so many churches out there that have abandoned the Word of God. So many that still use the word Christian, some that still use the word Lutheran, and yet preach a gospel other than what God's Word says. Those are wolves. They have come from the father of lies, the devil. I'm not perfect. I will fail you, as I have failed my family, as I have failed God's law. But when I fail, I do the same thing that you do. I repent, I return, and I ask for God's forgiveness. And the beautiful thing about God and His love is that when you ask Him for forgiveness, you know what? He hears you. Every single time you pray, He hears you. And He says, look to my Son. My Son died to forgive you of your sins. I love you. I want you for eternity. Turn from the wickedness that you hold on to. Flee from sexual immorality and the sins that haunt and plague you. Pray the collect that we prayed earlier today. Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will. A son desires to do the will of his father, even when that will is hard. God the Son desired to do His Father's will, and it took Him to a cross. It took Him to nails through His hands and through His feet. It took Him to lashes, a crown of thorns, a spear in the side, and ultimately death. The will of your Father is not easy. But dear church, if we're going to survive in the world as it continues to shift, we need to band together. We need to lean on each other, and we need to ingest the Word of God. How am I to know what God wants for my life? Read the Bible. How am I to know if something is wrong or right? Read the Bible. Test it to the Scriptures, to the Word of God. It's not going to be easy moving forward. The churches throughout the West are shrinking at a rapid rate. But on the other side of this, we know that God does not lose a single soul. On the other side of this, yes, the visible church might look a little bit smaller than it did before, but those who truly believe that Jesus Christ is Lord will continue to worship Him in truth. Those who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord will not abandon His word for whatever the whim of the world is. They will test all these things to the Scriptures. They will come together to rejoice around the throne of the Lamb and His kingdom and receive this foretaste of His body and His blood, which gives you the forgiveness of your sins. So even if I do occasionally say things that irritate you, read your Bible, test it to the scriptures, and live. The church sings. So be it, then, I say, with all my heart each day. Dear Lord, we all adore you. We sing for joy before you. Guide us while we here we wander, until we praise you yonder. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.